Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm the host of Tough Talk Christian Radio. And we're coming to you live from Houston, Texas, through the Tough Talk Radio Network. It's a pleasure to be back on the air. We took a little bit of a break, and this is the first time back in a little while. So I'm super excited about our guest today. We have two guests, as always. We have a young lady by the name of Dawn Burnett and another young lady by the name of Trudy Bierman. So there's a lot to talk about today with each of our guests, so I don't want to waste a lot of time. I just want to catch everyone up with a little bit of what's been going on. We did take a break for a while, and we did that because we had a lot of shows going on, and things got busy, and you know, we had a big hurricane here, or not a hurricane, but a flood from Harvey, and there was just a lot of things going on. So our business was busy, and we just took some time off. Now, we learned a lot about that time off of helping others and being a part of different things that allow us to recognize some of the things going on in our world. You know, there's a lot with shootings and bombs and just crazy stuff. And one of the things that I found out was for at least 3 weeks during the bad storm that we had here, that over, I don't know, I would say about 3,000 houses were totally wiped out, and probably closer to 300,000 houses were flooded. And what I found was a lot of people decided to start helping each other instead of wondering about what color they were, you know, where they lived, and a lot of the racist stuff went out of the way. And like I said, that worked for about 3 weeks. Everybody, now it's 7 months later, everyone's kind of back to normal again, and that's a shame. I just hope God doesn't reach out and teach us a little bit more about how to get along a little bit better and make different types of priorities by serving others. One of the things I work on a lot is trying to serve in our community and in my family. And it's not an easy thing to do. It sounds pretty easy, but most of the time, life gets in our way, while we allow ourselves to make some choices that probably wouldn't be the best. So good thing is, I read my Bible every day and I try to get right with it. I'm not saying that I've mastered it. I don't even think I've come close. But I am happy to say that I see stuff changing in my world, and I hope others will try to do that. So one of the things I always like to ask people is, who are you serving? Why are you serving? And how is that working, if you're serving at all? So throughout the show, if you want to call in, ask questions to our guest or to myself, you can call in 347-989-1363. Press 1 if you just have a question, or just dial into that number, 347-989-1363, and just listen to the show. You can be a guest on the show by going to info@, that's the email that was sent to me, but you can just go to toughtalkradionetwork.com, click on the button that says Christian Radio, click on the button that says schedule to be a guest, and you can pick a time and date that's available for your schedule to be on our show. Now, we're booked out for a couple months, but hey, I'm excited if you are willing to come and share what God is doing in your world. So once again, my name is Tony Gambone, and I'm the host of Tough Talk Christian Radio, and without wasting any time, I want to introduce our first guest. Dawn Burnett is the founder of A New Dawn Natural Solutions. She's a transformation and wellness expert for women through every life change and the host of her own radio show, Wake Up and Listen. Great title. And I've been checking out her show and hope everybody else will go do the same. She provides wellness strategies to those who are frustrated with their current health situations and are ready to embrace alternative healing solutions, healing their body, their lives, from the inside out. So without going through the whole bio, there's a lot there. You can go to everybodycrossedtheline.com and find out more about Dawn Burnett. In the meantime, I want to bring Dawn up.
Hey, Tony,
Dawn,
how are you
welcome
doing?
To the show.
Thank you. I am doing
great, and I think I gave the name of your song as a website instead of your website.
Yes, that's okay.
So a couple of things, Dawn, before we dig into things going on in your world, let's tell everyone where you're calling in from.
Well, right now I'm in sunny, beautiful Boca Raton on a little vacation, so it's fabulous. I'm getting some rest and relaxation, which God perfectly ordained for this moment, so thank you.
Awesome. And where are you from? Where is home?
Home is Orlando, Florida, so not too far away. Easy drive.
Okay. And Dawn, I have a lot of questions because I'd like people to find out who you are before we talk about the different things that you've done. So are you from Florida originally?
No, I'm originally from New York.
And what brought you to Florida other than the weather?
Initially, it was the weather. I've been back to New York and New Jersey, which is an inspirational story I'd like to share with our listeners. And what brought me back down to Florida is my mom had passed away, and my older sister was the only one left here in Florida. Everyone else was up north. And, you know, family sticks together. I didn't want to leave her alone.
Well, she picked the right state anyway. It's a lot of snow up in New York now, and it's probably the best place to be is in Boca.
Boca's beautiful.
I got into this becoming the founder of a New Dawn Natural Solutions. Take us along with the journey that you started out and how you ended up to where you're at today with what you're doing.
Yeah, sure. So really where my biggest spiritual journey started and my strongest connection with God started out first, I have a 9-year gap between my daughter and my son simply because I was told I couldn't have any more children. Thank the Lord he had a better plan. And 9 years, my son had been born and he was a miracle boy coming. And he's a miracle boy in many senses. So at the age of 2, he had an overcompromised immune system due to vaccinations, pushed him into 5 rounds of antibiotics, led us to a popular children's hospital where they wanted to remove body parts. I remember grabbing my son, running down the hall and said, God, there has to be a better way. The next day, my health was also a train wreck at the time. I had said, okay, show me the way. I picked up a Natural Awakenings magazine, and on the back it said, get your degree in alternative medicine. And with about 72 hours, I was sitting in my seat. And I'm happy to say, through everything that I had learned and teaming up with an amazing doctor who formulates his own wellness products, in 6 months, I completely reversed my son's health. So God is amazing. And so here we have this beautiful boy growing, striving now, healing. And I had gotten a divorce. I was in a very toxic relationship. Took my kids back up to New York, moved near Syracuse, place I never thought I'd move to, originally from the Adirondack Mountains, but certainly wasn't in the cards to go back there. But I felt God was leading me there in a very strong way. I didn't understand why at the time, but certainly have a clear picture as to why now, and that was to deal and heal. But in the process, we had moved there. It was, let's see, I think about July 2009, and it was around October 30th, 2009. My daughter had made the cheerleading squad, so I knew nobody. So imagine, we moved there in July. We know nobody. Here's October, a couple of months later. And I remember it was misting rain. It's the day before Halloween. You probably know where I'm headed. So I had this really heavy feeling in the pit of my stomach. I didn't want to go out, but I had to go pick up my daughter. She was at the captain of the cheerleading's mom's house. So we're driving down the road in New York, and I'm waiting to turn left. I had a minivan at the time, and so my son was about 5 years old. And all I heard from behind was a loud bang, and it was lights out for me. I had no idea what happened. Everything was dark. It was peaceful. And I knew at that moment in time, because I had been in 2 other car crashes, none my fault. But what initially had happened, though, is we were hit from behind by a drunk driver. and I was at a standstill, and he hit us at about 55 miles an hour. And I remember not wanting to come back from this place of peace was all that was kind of going on at the time. Everything happens so fast, it's hard to kind of put the pieces together. But I remember this female voice. Now, there was nobody else in that van but my son and I. And a female voice was bringing me back and said, "Dawn, open your eyes." And I remember distinctly hearing that voice in my right ear. But I didn't have any recollection as to who that voice was. And I didn't want to come back. I was in a state of peace, all pain. It's the peace that surpasses all understanding is the best way to put it. And the voice kept getting stronger and stronger. "Dawn, open your eyes." And then it was like this rush. "Open your eyes now." And it was the urgency of the now. I remember the first kind of cognitive moment on the conscious level was, how can my head be so far snapped back? The top of my head was in the back of the seat. I remember my knees were in the dash, and I was gasping for air. My hands were still near the steering wheel. My arms had been jammed, and I remember gasping for air. So wherever I was at in that peaceful state was definitely a position of transitioning. Now, at this point, I had forgotten that I had a child in the back seat because I'm just trying to put all the pieces together. And then when I had brought my head front and center, I couldn't turn my head at all. The voice said, "Turn your wheel to the right." And as I had opened my eyes, I saw that there was oncoming traffic coming near us. So I quickly jolted the wheel to the right. The vehicle went exactly perfectly lined up. I couldn't do this today if I had to consciously. Said perfectly in a straight line, and the vehicle never worked again. Never worked again. Got out of the traffic, never worked again. An innocent bystander had stopped by to help us. I remember trying to get out of the van, and of course it's kind of like people at war in the battle zone and they get shot and wounded, but your adrenaline is rushing so high. Because before I had gotten out of the vehicle, I remember this voice, which was my son, and he's like, "Mommy, are you okay?" And then you're like, your brain's trying to go, who is this? Does this person belong to me? And I can't move my head, but fortunately I have my rear view mirror was still attached and a little child mirror, and I could see him in the back standing up in between the two seats of the minivan. And so, of course, you start freaking out. Oh, my gosh, this child belonged to me. Is he hurt? And so I'm trying to get out of the van. The innocent bystander who stopped to help, I'm going around the side of the vehicle. I have realization that the windows have all been blown out in the back. My hands are in the glass. I'm trying to go around the van, shimmying open the door. Thank goodness my son is skinny. I pulled him out of the van and ran across two lanes of oncoming traffic, collapsed on the side of the road, and we were taken on bodyboards. I will never forget that day. I was on such a spiritual high, it is hard to explain. I was high-fiving on the bodyboard inside the ambulance. My phone had the Tough OtterBox on it. Thank the Lord for that, because it had flown all the way to the back of the van. The paramedics heard the phone ringing. It was still working. Great commercial for the OtterBox. And now this is so God. This moment is so God. The paramedic picked up the phone. My daughter was on the other line. He had told her what happened. She was hysterical. The only way he knew how to guide my daughter to the ambulance is because his son played ball with the cheerleading mom's son. That is such a God moment.
Wow.
It doesn't get any better than that.
No, that has to be confirmation from what you felt before you moved back from Florida.
Oh, absolutely. The message became so crystal clear that I was to take everything that I've learned in alternative medicine through divorce and take it out to the world to inspire and empower other people. And that's exactly what I've been doing.
So I love stories like this because, you know, I think testimonies is what we're supposed to share. And I believe that that opens up the bridge to Jesus. I think when people hear stories like that, you have their full attention, and that's when they want to hear more. So with that being said, and you know, we're always limited for time on the shows, I want to jump right into the book that you've authored, one of the books that you've authored, True Confessions of the Heart. How did you get to writing the book? And since you've written the book, what has it done for you?
So True Confessions of the Heart is my first book. It is an inspirational memoir. And I remember another great story. We had just moved from Syracuse to New Jersey the following year. I had gone for a job interview, and it was the first time I had gotten accepted in the position. I was to be taking care of three senior citizen areas as a financial planner between New Jersey and New York City. And I remember going to Maryland for the training, and I had gotten really sick that day for the training. But I drove up, and when I drove into the parking lot, there was a pit in my stomach. And I said, I'm not supposed to be here. It was crystal clear. Now, you don't normally turn down a job like that. So I'm driving back to Jersey, and again, it was crystal clear. It was like, write your book. It's time to write your book. I had always been saying, I'm going to write a book one day. Time to write your book. The book was written in 3 days, graphic design, edited, published, released, and in Dr. Oz's hands in less than 30 days.
Wow. So is it safe to say that you're not a procrastinator?
Yeah, I think it might be the New York in me.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I'm born and raised right outside of Philadelphia. I haven't lived there in about 40 years, but the weather back there is nothing that I miss, and especially Houston has weather sort of like Florida. It's humid longer than it's cold. So I think I could talk to you for a long time about a lot of different things, but you have so much going on. You work with a lot of with a lot of women, and you know, I know that women make most of the decisions for the men that they're married to, and I'm thankful for that because they're just better at it. But the question I have for you is, how did you get started working with women?
Well, I think it's really something God brought to me. It wasn't a conscious decision that, hey, I'm going to start working with women so much as I'm just going to go out and inspire the world. And as I was traveling around different places, from planes to trains to you name it, I'd be in a grocery store, and women would just start coming up to me, talking about how they're either going through a divorce, they've been through a divorce, asking for my advice, needing assistance. And I went, okay, I really need to target my focus on women here. And, you know, I do have a new book coming out, which will be coming out the first of next year, and that is Connect, How to Love and Accept Yourself After Divorce. So I've definitely been able to take my experiences, my near-death experience, and really inspire it, help tremendously in coaching other women.
Hmm. Have you ever, I think I read, I'm trying to look here. I think you've done some co-authoring with books as well, right?
Yes, I did co-authoring with Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul guy. And I also write music.
Heard
so when you said Everybody Crossed the Line, that's the new song that was just released for equality in anti-bullying.
Okay, so are you a songwriter and a singer, or just a songwriter?
Just a songwriter.
Yeah. And so what made you start writing music? How did that happen?
Well, the first song came about, I had met Jocelyn Buchanan, who worked with Oprah for 10 years. She was with Motown and Death Row Records. She had attended a media event that I was holding, and we got to know each other pretty well. And I told her I wanted to write some music for her, And we came up with a nutrition song called Right Now, which you can view all the work on YouTube. And that airs in children's hospitals around Florida during the month of September for Childhood Obesity Awareness Month. So all of the music that I write is designed to inspire and empower people.
Well, I really like the fact that you've let the Lord lead you. And, you know, that's a scary journey because we always like to try to have a little bit of control, right? But you've let the Lord lead you from the birth of your child all the way to now. And it seems like you're still moving forward, doing things that are changing other people's lives. How do you get fed?
I get fed by staying plugged in, just like we all do. I'm so grateful. You know, gratitude is the key. Gratitude is the answer. And I'm so grateful that God kept me alive from that bad accident, that I never forget that moment in time. And the message is very clear of what I'm supposed to do with the time of whatever that may be left on earth before going home to heaven to be with my family that's passed on. So to me, it's just always having gratitude. And, you know, the good Lord feeds me all the time. I stay plugged in. I meditate. And I'm just so, so super grateful for all the opportunities that he puts my way.
Now, it says that you're the founder of New Dawn Solutions and Transformation and Wellness Expert for Women through Life Change and the host of your radio show. And I want to talk about the show before we get off the air. But you work with other people, and it sounds like you work with anyone, but majority women. How can they get involved with you, working with you? I know we have your website here, and we're posting up on the social media, but tell everyone how they can plug into you and even work with you.
Absolutely. So to work with me, plug in, go to anewdawnnaturalsolutions.com. That's anewdawnnaturalsolutions.com. There you can find, I write for Arianna Huffington's Thrive Global platform. I've done writing for the Huffington Post. You'll have access to all social media networks, YouTube channel, everything all right there. And, of course, I do offer coaching packages.
And they can find that all on your website, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And so I want to know about your radio show. I've been doing radio for, goodness, I guess almost 10 years. I just think internet radio is a great way to build relationships and share testimony and help others around the world without even leaving your space. So what got you into it and how long have you been doing it?
Well, for Wake Up and Listen radio show, which can all be accessed now as podcasts through anewdawnnaturalsolutions.com, it was really just observing, being conscious and aware, paying attention to my surroundings, and I said, wow, it seems like a lot of people are going about things all wrong. It's time to wake up. Wake up to new beginnings, different ways of viewpoints, of looking at things. And, of course, I was out on the red carpet with Jack Canfield a year and a half ago, just before we had started the radio show, and I had the wonderful honor of meeting with Erin Gruel from the Freedom Writers. Hillary Swank played her part. And so it just really started dominoing from there, and I've had some of the most amazing guests on the show, from Erin Gruel to Dr. Mike Dow to Tracy McMillan, who's been on Super Soul Sunday and sat down with Oprah Winfrey. And it's just been a true honor and a blessing. And again, it came from the good Lord directing my steps and being inspired and wanting to really help and put positive seeds into other people's lives and the listeners.
Well, Dawn, I am blessed to have you on the show today and to be able to share what you're doing with others so that they know there's strength in trying to follow the Lord. It's very hard for a lot of people to release, to let go 100% all the time. And I just want to make it clear, and I think I could say this Dawn, is it's not an easy journey every day, but it is the best journey every day.
Absolutely.
So
I wouldn't change it for the
once
world.
Again, I want to ask you one question that I asked every guest on my show. If there was one thing today that you could tell your listeners out there, what would be that one thing that they need to just stop and think about?
Let go and let God.
Oh, I like that. Let go and let God. I'm writing that down. So will you please give everyone your information again one more time before we say goodbye so they can reach out and touch you?
Absolutely. Again, it's Dawn Burnett. You can find all of my work at anewdawnnaturalsolutions.com.
Once again, Dawn, thank you so much for being a guest on our show today. I look forward to getting you back on the show, especially when that new book comes out. Please let us know so we can help promote it. And people, you can connect with Dawn on Facebook and social media. Go to the website. You can find all the information of connecting with her. And if you get lost, reach out to me, and I will personally do an introduction to you. Dawn, thanks again. We really appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much. It's a blessing.
All right. Folks, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back with our second guest, a young lady by the name of Trudy Bierman, who I believe is also in Florida. I think I read that. Anyway, we're going to be back here after just a short commercial break so we can switch over information and be ready to talk to Trudy here in just 1 second. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves to the internet radio media where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back to Tough Talk Christian Radio. My name is Tony Gambone. If you missed the first half of the show, well, we're not going to hold it against you. We're just going to tell you to tune in to it later on. It'll be posted on all of our social media pages, as well as you can go to toughtalkchristianradio.com. And click on there and listen to the show at your convenience. My next guest is a young lady by the name of Trudy Bierman, and she is a biblical stewardship strategist. Ooh, that's a lot for me to say at one time. She has authored 5 books, and she has a full-time job as well. And she's a speaker who finds the money trail in any topic. I like that. Anyway, let's not waste any more time. Welcome, Trudy, to the show.
Hey, Tony. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure, for sure. Now, Trudy, I'd like to find out where my guests are calling in from and where they're from originally. Could you tell our audience?
Yes, just like the lady before, I am in Florida, but I'm over in Tampa.
Okay, so we got them surrounded. Yes, ma'am. Is that where you're from originally?
No, I'm actually originally from the beautiful island of Jamaica, man.
Uh-huh, all right. Very good. Very good. Now, what brought you to Florida?
Well, I went to college here, and then I got married. So I'm here.
That'll do it. Yeah. So you have a lot of stuff here, and I want to make sure that we get a chance to talk about everything that's going on in your world. But I'm looking here and it says that you've authored 5 books. You're an insurance agent, you're a real estate broker, and a paralegal. And you also, you're a speaker. Do you sleep at all?
You know, I am a master of my time, Tony. So, yeah, I get it done. What needs to be done gets done.
I love the commitment. It's very hard to build balance and commitment to a lot of things that you want to do. And I know I've authored a few books. 5 of them is a lot of time. And I'm looking at your photo on your website, and you can go there by going to ProfitableStewardshipInc.com, and you don't look old enough to be able to do all those things. So tell us how you got there. Tell us a little bit about the journey.
Well, Tony, I've already seen 51 years go by, so thank you for the compliment.
Wow, I would have never guessed. That's awesome. That is awesome.
I do take care of myself.
But these I have. Yeah, and I'm about 11 years older, so, you know, you still look a lot younger than me. Anyway, where did you start out? Was it, I mean, like, I'm looking on your website. It says Matthew 25:23, well done, good and faithful servant. His master replied, you have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. It sounds like that's what you live by.
That's what I live by. That's what I live by, Tony. It's a crucial, pivotal verse for everything that I do.
So, you know, I know that at the age of 62, I found the Lord 10 years ago. I'm sorry, 8 years ago. So it took me a while to get there. When did you find the Lord?
Tony, I grew up a missionary kid. And for the most part of my life, I just assumed that I was Christian because my parents were Christian, we were missionaries, and therefore I was Christian. And my father had the nerve to tell me that God has no grandchildren. So I realized that, you know, I had to have my own personal decision, and I received Christ. You know, fully aware of what I was doing, and got baptized at age 12. Very involved in church and everything. When I did go off to college, yeah, that's when I started to, you know, figure I had enough sense to make my own way. I dated a Muslim guy for a little while, and, you know, I started to rationalize that maybe there are many paths to God and all these kinds of crazy things. But what I found is that, you know, it seemed like God had put, I want to call it a hedge or a fence. So I could mess up, but anytime I got to this fence, my figurative fence, it seems like he reined me in. And so I was very much aware, no matter how far I wanted to play, that God was very present and active in my life. He kept reminding me that he was there. And then I just, my father preached at another event, and I was sitting in the audience, and I recommitted my life to God. And I would say I was around 22 years old, and it's been a beautiful road ever since. So I've been that God is my father now. I mean, I've replaced my human father. He's my human father, but God is my Abba Daddy, and as far as I'm concerned, he is my very breath.
It takes a lot to get there. We know God is our Father. We know we have a living Father here on earth, but it takes a lot of people, a lot to get there. I mean, it's just, some of them had bad experiences with their father, so there might be trust issues. Some of them had great fathers, but still, they kind of, you know, it's hard to commit to that sometimes. I know I find myself stopping and going, wait a minute, you know, you've stepped off the path and get back on the road to where I'm supposed to be. Do you experience that with yourself or with others?
I can't speak for others. What I can say is my father's a great man of God, and he gave me a very good example of a blueprint, so to speak, of the relationship that God wants to have with us. He is human. He is finite. He is limited. And when I considered all that my father has done for me, and there was nothing that I could ask my human father for, that if it was capable and within his ability, that he wouldn't give it to me. So it really wasn't very difficult for me. I have to say I've been blessed to receive God as the loving Father who is generous and forgiving and merciful. That, you know, I really had that. It wasn't difficult for me, but at the same time, Tony, I want to take into consideration that my father did not start out with like that. My father grew up without his father. So when a person makes a conscious decision to follow God and to live according to his word, it will show up in their life. And because it showed up in my father's life, he was able to give to me what he himself never got from his father. So I have to say I've been blessed that way. And I have to say it's probably been easier for me than probably some others that, you know, that I'm aware of.
So I'm seeing on your website that you had a radio show. Do you still do that?
I still do that. It's called Debt Free Wealth Radio. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm looking here, and that is a lot of what you, I think, are helping others with, is becoming debt-free. I always said that wealth is always measured in dollar signs, but getting debt-free is tough. I mean, that's hard. There's a lot of distractions. How do you help people with that?
Tony, actually, how that came to be was the Lord had actually blessed my family. We were, I want to say, buffered for the recession that was to come. We had a very good 7 years prior to that, kind of like the Joseph experience, except unlike Joseph, we were not good stewards of what God had put under our control. So when the recession came, like everyone else, we fell. But of course, the bigger you are, the harder you fall. Well, God was merciful. And so when we had that big fall, I went boo-hooing to God, and he literally answered me and said that, what am I crying about? I was lucky. He was merciful. And that really what he showed me, that our challenges that we had as a family, I can't speak for the world, because the world, all of us face the same recession challenge, but not all of us faced it the same way or with the same backdrop to it. So considering that we had much before, but we were not saving, we were not being good stewards of what we had, we lost so much. And God showed me that the reason why we were in the situation that we were in is because all that he had put under our control, we let slip through our fingers. And so I woke up one morning with the words debt-free wealth blazed across my eyelids. And I mean, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I sat banging out things, and it was a flurry, almost like your guest before, where things just started. I knew it wasn't for me because it was so inspired, and it came like a big rush. The thing is, Tony, is that as I branded my business initially debt-free wealth, that was how I started moving. And then I was having some challenges because a lot of people were saying, well, how are you like Dave Ramsey or unlike Dave Ramsey? And I realized that my ministry was not like Dave Ramsey, that I had challenged a lot of what Dave Ramsey had to say. The outcome, the debt-free wealth God showed me later on was the end result. So along the road, stewardship kept coming up. And I was like, Lord, what's going on here? Am I changing gears? You know, what's going on here? And then I realized, because I had coaches of my own, and thankfully I chose, you know, Christian coaches and everything. And as we worked these things through and there was just more confirmation coming along the line, it came very crystal clear to me that what God was showing me all along is that profitable stewardship creates debt-free wealth. So he gave me the vision of the end. And then afterwards, he gave me a little bit more of the how to get there. So debt-free wealth is still something in my future, Tony. So, and I actually prefer to say wealth debt-free because I'm not necessarily one that has jumped on the bandwagon that says all debt is bad. I think there's many areas in the Bible where the Lord makes some accommodation for it. It's not saying it's the ideal way to go. The Bible does make accommodation for it under certain parameters. Like it says a Jew should not, you know, charge his fellow brother any usury. It talks about the year of Jubilee, and if a Jew has to sell themselves into labor, and it's, you know, it's based on the Jubilee years, and so there is a way, and then that debt is to be considered canceled after so many years. And so the Bible does acknowledge that debt will exist. In fact, our whole sin experience is debt forgiven. So there, you know, so that's how I ended up in this whole journey.
Yeah, I like that. That so if I'm understanding you right, and I kind of agree with this, doesn't say to be, you know, no debt at all. I think that if you know, you own a house, you know it'd be great to pay it off, but I think what our responsibility is to stick to the agreement we made to purchase the house. Or if you have a debt of other nature, you know, pay it as agreed. Stick to the deal. And I think that sometimes you have no choice. No one has $100,000 or $200,000 to buy a house cash. And if they did, that's awesome. But to me, it's just hard. You can't buy a house unless you've proven that you can pay your bills on time. And you can't do that unless you have some debt. And so I think it's a matter of not being foolish with your money. Just like it doesn't say that you can't have a glass of wine. It just says don't become foolish or drunken from drinking wine. So it could interpret it a lot of ways. And I'm glad that you brought that up, because a lot of people turn their eye at you when you say be debt free. They don't understand how that's even possible. And maybe that's why it's a good time right now for you to tell them how they can reach out to you. You can help them with that. Give them the information that they can do to get in touch with you.
You touched on a lot of my my points that I love to really jump into, and maybe we can have another show where I get into the meat and potatoes of some of those points you raised. There's mindful spending. I do agree we need to, you know, pay our debts as agreed, but getting into certain debts, we need to be very mindful. Some of my clients are people who took advantage of their student loan and just, you know, use that student loan money to buy their clothing, to pay for their car, and they bought a nice car, and, you know, they bought jewelry, they bought, you know, so it's not, it's, yeah, there's a way to do debt, and, but, you know, I'm not, so that, I think, needs to be its own conversation, and there's definitely strategies. I had a client one time, Tony, and I'm not very active in real estate anymore. I maintain my broker's license, but I had a client, for example, who, and you're right, you can't, not everybody can have $200,000 to purchase a home. However, there are guidelines that the banks are willing to allow someone to take on a certain level of debt. And there was a client that I had that actually told me she was insulted because I showed her homes that were within that parameter. And she was upset because the next agent was showing her nicer homes, and it's as if I were insulting her, taking her to these, you know, as if I were pricing her out with these lesser than locations. And I'm like, darling, I am trying to keep you where you will not default on your loan in the future. Fast forward to a few years, she absolutely was foreclosed on that home. But that's, you know, there are people who, you even when you want to pay your debts, not, you know, people get into trouble with debt because they have the ability to pay at that time. But then whether it's illness or the job gets lost, I really don't think, Tony, that there are a lot of people who acquire debt with an intention to not pay it off. A lot of people acquire debt with good intentions, but then something's happened along the way, and then they can't pay it back. So, you know, these things do happen, but there are strategies to deal with anything. And if you want to do things the right way, you can do things the right way. And if you want to do things the wrong way, people will always provide ways for that too. But I'm a biblical stewardship strategist. So I have really just gone through the Bible and with a goal to, what does the Bible have to say about money, business, and that kind of a thing. So, yeah.
I like the fact that you're consistent, and you know, you have a real estate license, and, you know, we live in a really, you know, one of my sons has a real estate license. You know, we have a family remodeling business, and the real estate license was a tool for him to be in our family business. But at the end of the day, it's hard to deal with people because in today's world that we live in, everybody is very selfish. Maybe that's a polite word. But it's all about them. What's in it for them? And they don't care about many things. And then they get themselves in trouble. And I always, and I, look, I've been guilty of a lot of things, okay? But the thing of it is, God will always make sure that you get your chance to pay it back if you want to. And it gets harder every time you step off the path. I listen to Andy Stanley a lot, and he talked about a series of building guardrails on your highway that you travel on every day so that you didn't veer off into a field and find yourself lost, you know. So when you rub up against that guardrail, you know, hey, let's move back over again. But most people are too interested in things that don't really mean as much. So then they find themselves lost, and then they want to come to someone like yourself and say, it's going to take how long to do this? You know, when you figure out how long it took you to get in that situation, it's going to take at least that long to get out. But commitment is what allows God to fast forward some of the stuff in your life. If you have no commitment, I don't think he's going to let you get there too easily. So,
absolutely.
I have a question for you. So I'm looking at your information and, you know, self-control, it kept popping out at me. The one of the fruit is the one fruit of the spirit that is the spiritual handicap of most that makes a public declaration of this lack in our temple and our treasure. How to nurture this fruit to harvest. I would love for you to talk about that.
Wow. Okay. So self-control is a challenge even for me, but because God brought that one to my, you know, I was like, this is the real deal right here. This is the real problem. So a lot of times people will say, well, I'm, you know, I eat too much. Okay. So they try to eat less. The real problem isn't just eating too much. The problem is self-control. They don't have it because when that fruit is present and active in your life, self-control will show up not just in eating, but in a lot of other areas of your life. Self-control is ability to make you do something or not do something simply because it's the right thing to do, not because of how you feel, not because of the moment, if it's convenient. It's the right thing to do. It needs to be done. Or it's the wrong thing, so you don't do it. It's simply an understanding of doing what is right at the right time. And that is not easy because the average person wants to go with easy and convenient. And easy and convenient don't fit into the package of self-control.
Yeah, it doesn't. And I heard an interview on a Christian radio show a couple weeks ago, and one of the things that stuck out to me was the gentleman said, whenever you see that there's a problem in your life, go look in the mirror and you'll see what the problem is. And I thought, wow, that is so true because the choices that we make allow us to end up where we're at. And so there's good news and bad news. The good news is we were born broken and we'll never be perfect. The bad news is we got to try harder. And so for me, it's never too late to change your ways. And, you know, and you're not going to be perfect every day. And if you can get perfect one day out of the week, that's a lot. But if you at least reach out to people like yourself and my first guest, who work with people to understand how they can better themselves in a little piece of their life, because we got a whole bunch of mess up in our life. But if we can start just nibbling away a little bit at a time, I think God opens doors up where we can push out some of that crap faster than the little keyhole that we're using right now. So it's really important to, you know, I think, get in the Bible, get into people that are like-minded, or even wiser from what their experiences were and learn from them. But unless it's an app on your phone, most people really don't want to be bothered with it. So I'm going to save that for another show And Trudy, we're going to have you back on the show because there's a lot more to share with. What I'd like to do is get you to tell everyone how they can get in touch with you, how they can get on your radio show, and how they can work with you. Give them some information before I ask you a couple more questions.
They can get in touch with me at ProfitableStewardshipInc.com. And I'm always on Facebook, Tony. You'll find me on Facebook faster than you'll even get me to answer the phone. My radio show, I do have two segments where I have guests. One is called Rising Stars, and the other is Breakout. There's a form that I take, so I filter, you know, who gets on. Unlike you, Tony, I have not really monetized my show. So I don't take as many guests because I'm giving my time and there's no financial compensation coming back to me because my show is not monetized. So when I created my show, it was at the time I didn't, you know, have I didn't seek or I wasn't invited on shows like yours. So I just figured, how am I going to get what the Lord has given me out to the world? And so that's how that got started. But, of course, I do have guests. I have, you know, several guests on. And so if they want, just head over to debtfreewealthradio.com. There will be a tab that you can say be a guest. And there will be a form. And, you know, put yourself there and I'll consider it. So that's how they'll get on my show.
Awesome. And I'm going to, in my little closing of the show, I'll explain about Tough Talk Radio Network used to produce 14 shows a week and teach people how to do internet radio and show them how to monetize their shows and all of that. And I took a little bit of a break, and I came back on the air now just to serve. There's no cost to be a guest. Of course, you do have to be a believer or have a testimony or, you know, have an interest to find the Lord to get on this show. And my purpose now is to market what the Lord has done in other people's lives to show the people that haven't found the Lord yet the opportunity waiting for them. So I want to ask you one more question, Trudy. At the end of the day, you know, there's always one thing that we want to make sure that gets out there. So if you had a chance to talk to everybody in the world today, what would be that one piece of advice that you would give them?
Well, I invite people to be more, have more, and give more. And the one-liner that I like to leave people with is prosperity is not entitled, but it is absolutely within reach.
I love it. I love it. So I just want to say deeply from the bottom of my heart, I am thankful. I know that you and I, we had some back and forth conversations and trying to get, you could tell I just got back on the air and our scheduler was messed up. It shot out times and dates and it was a crazy day today. But sometimes when you're doing things that God wants you to do, Satan tries to play a part. So it was worth it because this interview was awesome. I'm so thankful to have you on our show today, and I look forward to getting you back on the show.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Folks, we're going to take a short break, and I'm going to post up some more stuff on social media. If you want to get in touch with Trudy, she's giving you the information, ProfitableStewardshipInc.com. It doesn't sound as good as her accent when I say it, but folks, go check it out. Hook up with her on social media. Get to know Trudy. Find out how you could become someone that can better themselves and help others better themselves. Trudy, once again, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today.
Thank you, Tony.
All right. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back to wrap up the show, folks.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves to the internet radio media where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm the host of Tough Talk Christian Radio. And today I had the pleasure of interviewing two awesome guests out of the state of Florida, Dawn Bennett and Trudy Bierman. And I want to tell you folks, this was a great opportunity for me today. I've been off the air for a few months, and I'm just super excited about being back on, and I'll tell you why. I get to meet people like Dawn and Trudy, people that are doing things in their world. God is working in their lives, making a difference bit by bit, and it allows others to learn that opportunity for themselves. I really believe that there's a bigger plan in all of our lives once we allow the Lord to work in our lives. Now, I have not mastered any of that, so don't go by that I'm not the expert on this. I do know one thing. I have seen bits and pieces of how things have gotten better because of my commitment from time to time to the Lord. So I hope everyone has a great day, okay? And I'm just going to quote two of the things that were said to me from my guests: let go, let God, and be more, give more. And they're good words to live by this week. I hope you tune in next week. We're on every Wednesday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, and I hope everyone has a blessed week. We'll talk to you soon.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.